Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer, and today I'm talking to you about ways to stop bickering in your relationship. Many couples bicker over all sorts of trivial things, especially when they've become more disconnected. And this is where ridiculous arguments over pointless things can become big issues. For example, I've heard couples bicker about the right way to pack the dishwasher, whether a colour is red or orange, who ate or drank what on an evening, who left the door open or the light on, and how to correctly pronounce the word niche or niche, whatever the way that you say it. And there are so many more of my own petty arguments or disagreements that I could share. Before that was, I knew how harmful that it is. As it goes without saying, these kinds of petty arguments are exhausting, frustrating, and increase distance between a couple. I'm well known now for my online programs that help couples to transform the way they connect, communicate, and relate. Bickering is something I like to address early on. If you're sick and tired of bickering, then I'm going to be sharing some tips with you. Insanity, as we all know, is carrying on the same and expecting things to change. So I really want you to be able to break free from bickering today. So why do we bicker and how can we reduce it? Nitpicking about the minute details of daily life can feel involuntary. You may know that the topic is hardly worth the breath you are giving it. You may even acknowledge that you are being cranky, but it is so hard to stop, right? Well, I'm here to shed some light on how to stop bickering in your relationship for good. As I still find it amazing how many of us, myself included, can get trapped in pointless debates that damage our relationship. So the first is the reasons that we bicker. Number one is power and control struggles. Throughout our lives, we can go through periods where we just cannot stand to be told what to do, no matter who is advising us. It can be a painful reminder of being made to do something by a parent, teacher, or boss. In those situations, we may not have had the courage to fight back, but in our relationship, we feel more secure and safe, so we do bite back. The best way to stop power struggles bickering, I found, is to name it. Name it. Highlight what is happening. For example, say, we're fighting over whose turn it was to unload the dishwasher, or we're arguing over who at the last, said with a smile or a physical affection, a touch, a hand on the back, a cuddle, a kiss, a loving stroke. Many couples, when they do this, can just then let it go and move on. Control-based arguments often benefit from this calling it out, as when it is brought into the light, you can then really see what is happening. It can help a couple to cool down and break the ice. The next reason that we bicker is the need to be right. These are the fights that are fixated on right and wrong, black and white. This is draining for both parties and kills passion. Who wants to be intimate with someone who's obsessed with being right? The need for perfection and to win is draining, and to many, unattractive. Plus, when one wins the argument, it's the relationship that loses. No one really wins because the relationship loses, and we all want our relationships to be happy. They're where we spend a lot of our time, and they can affect our mood in all areas of our life. Of course, on serious matters and decisions, there'll be times where you need to present your reasons and stand for what you believe in. And there's a huge difference between standing up for yourself and criticizing or attacking or being defensive. Standing up for yourself is saying what you believe in a nice way. When I say nice, I mean some people hate that word, but what I mean by that is in a clear, in a non-attacking way, in the way sharing what you feel using I statements. And the sad thing is that there are countless times where the disagreements that we have in relationships are just not that important at all. So here are a few suggestions to stop bickering in your marriage. First of all, we need to assess, is it worth it? Ask yourself, is this really important to me? Do I really care enough about this to keep going? Does this have any actual consequence for my life? Is this good for the relationship? More often than not, you'll probably find yourself answering no to one or all of those questions. No, it doesn't matter the way we drive to get to the supermarket. And no, it doesn't matter the way coffee or tea is made. If the answer is no, then take a long, deep breath. Say nothing. Smile to yourself for being able to let it go. That is real strength. And what if the answer is yes? Then, if the answer is yes, then the way to reduce bickering is to explain your point with a specific reason as to why it's important to you, also including the way you feel about it. For example, instead of "we must clean up the house now" or "you must clean up the house now," it would be far better to say, "Can we clean up the house now because we have our friends coming over later and I want the place to look good. It makes me feel at ease and much happier when the house looks a certain way." When your partner responds, ask yourself, is what my partner is proposing a good solution or compromise? Because so often we can just completely dismiss what each other are saying. But when we listen, we can then decide, actually, is what they're saying making sense? Is it reasonable? Does their thinking have logic to it? And if yes, go with it. Instead of retaliating, instead of being defensive. Sometimes it can be so wonderful to simply be easy to get along with and just say, yes, sure. It's freeing to not let stuff bother us. One lady I work with to transform her marriage said to me, "Nicola, I'm doing this, but it's not working. The bickering is continuing." I was surprised because with all the married couples I've worked with, whether online or in Dubai, when a person listens, empathises and lets the need to be right go, the bickering always stops. Baffled, I asked her to tell me word for word what was being said. Then she let me know that she agreed with him, but then she would say, "Well, I know my way would have been better, but for the sake of peace, I will do it your way." So just imagine if someone said that to you. If someone said, "Okay, I'll do it your way, but I know that my way would have been better." Of course, it's going to aggravate. It's going to create that tension. So when you do go with each other's suggestions, it's important to go with their suggestion lovingly, wholeheartedly, and really willing to listen, really willing to give it away. Because for obvious reasons, that is not going to reduce bickering, only ignite it. So what if you cannot stand their solutions and options to something? Well, say so. Say so in a non-attacking way. If the issue can be dropped, then agree to disagree and move forward. If the issue is important to one or both of you, then agree to keep on talking until you reach a compromise that you feel is fair. Take some time out and visit it later. In fact, time out can be really, really powerful. Sometimes I say to couples when they come to me with a big issue or difference that they're trying to work through, and I'll say, "Look, you're not connected at the moment. There's a lack of connection. So therefore, trying to solve a problem where you're really opposing differences is not possible. what we need to do is put the issue aside, put the problem or the difference aside. Let's focus on building your connection. Let's focus on creating more love. Let's focus on creating more positive memories and happier times. And then we'll go back to the issue in a month. And I said, give me a month. Let's do this. Let's get into the relationship. Let's really start changing things through actions that are taken on a daily basis. The third reason that we sometimes bicker is because we want to avoid the real issue. And this is really defensiveness. Another often misunderstood reason was why we bicker is because we're scared to be honest about the things that are really upsetting us. So instead, we use a pointless argument to get out our frustrations. Having worked with countless couples now online, one of the main areas I see couples struggle with is where a person needs more space and more freedom, and the other in the relationship needs more love and closeness. And this is always at play in a couple because it's natural opposing forces of the masculine and the feminine energy. David Deida has written many best-selling books on the relationships and the masculine and feminine energy. He explains that masculine energy is constantly focused on achieving, and that a person in a high masculine energy, can be male or female, will care most about being a success and avoiding failure. This will drive them to be focused on their work, focused on earning money, and on being a success in everything they do. In fact, seeking perfection. The constant question that a person with a very high masculine energy will ask themselves is, am I successful? Am I succeeding or failing? Am I a success? And this will make them heavily focused away from the relationship at times. They will need their career, their life goals, their finances or fitness to be thriving. And may seem like they are neglecting the relationship in pursuit of success. They will crave space and freedom from their partner. And this can often lead to bickering if the person is in a high feminine energy. This is because the feminine energy craves love and attention, and the masculine to have space and focus. They therefore may get agitated by requests for love and things to take them away from their purpose, take them away from their work, their financial focus, their success focus. Sometimes it can be a triathlon or extreme sports as well. This can cause a lot of bickering because it's opposite to what the feminine energy craves and want. And again, I'll just say this, a man can have a more feminine energy at certain points in the relationship. It's fluid. And a woman can have more masculine energy. So the feminine energy needs to know that they are love and be shown love. The constant question for a person high in this energy is, am I loved? Am I loved enough? Am I loved? Am I loved enough? The focus of the feminine energy will be to seek more affection and attention from their partner to fill this void. Bickering happens because they are wanting opposing, opposite things. Plus, if the masculine energy person is told they are failing, they may retreat, as this is their worst nightmare, not to succeed. So instead of being more loving and showing more love, they may actually crave more distance or make more distance and have more space away from their partner. The very opposite to what the feminine energy needs because they feel like a failure. And this can then become a vicious cycle in relationship where one wants more love and attention. The other one wants more freedom and space. The more love and attention that person wants, the more freedom and space the other person wants. Then that makes the person that needs more love and attention even want even more love and attention, become even more insecure, even more needy. And that makes the other person want even more space. And this cycle can continue. So the best thing to do is break the cycle, is to stop. So how can we use all of this insight that I've given you on the bickering to benefit your relationship? Number one is to appreciate your different needs. We can start by appreciating the differences and support each other. Knowing that this is the natural force of the masculine and the feminine energy at play, that it's not personal, that your partner isn't being horrible or needy. It's this energy, it's this questions that they're asking themselves, which is driving their behavior. And whilst this main difference may seem to pull a couple apart, actually this difference is very good for sexual attraction. It's what keeps sexual chemistry alive, having the masculine and feminine energy balanced. So sometimes one can be more masculine than the other and it can swap, but this is what creates sparks in the bedroom. The second is we can express your true feelings. The next time you're about to bicker, ask yourself, what is this really about? Am I feeling I need more space, freedom, or love? Or am I needing something completely different? And then ask yourself, what is the best way to get this and be heard in the relationship? Every situation I guide is different. However, you may want to start with how you feel, what you would like instead, and then appreciation for them listening and allowing you to be honest without them being defensive. For example, you could say, I feel that you don't want to spend any time with me on the weekends. I would really love it if we had every Friday evening together. Or I would really love it if before you went out, we spent some alone time together. Or I really would love it if we went to bed at the same time during the week. Or I would really like it if we, whatever it is. So when we do this, we're changing the way we're communicating because we're really being honest with our feelings and we're giving them solutions. So it's how you feel and what you would like instead. Just keep that in mind and then thank them for listening. Because once you thank someone, then it enables the communication to be positive. Both can feel it's positive. Even if you've expressed a complaint, it feels positive because you're able to address it together. So I hope that you found something useful in this. The urge to bicker may occasionally override your ability to assess and ask yourself these questions. However, if you listen to this a couple of times, then you'll find that you'll be able to make a habit of it and it will become more natural. I'm just going to read you those questions again to ask yourself when you're bickering, because I really think they're great and they really help me a lot. So the first one is this really important to me? Do I really care enough about this difference to keep going? Does this have any actual consequence for my life? Is this good for the relationship to keep arguing over this? I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you have any suggestions for any topics that you would like me to talk about, then do feel free to get in touch with me. And if you haven't checked out my free report, The 7 Secrets to Fixing Your Marriage, then I'm going to put the link with this episode. What it is it's literally a report, and I give you my best 7 secrets to really strengthening and repairing a marriage. Have a wonderful week ahead. From my heart to yours, take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.